In other words, there's a basic machlokas. If paroches comes from the derek abayis or the trumas alishma, right? So that's machlokas. And he quotes the machlokas. So have you got one of the papers there? Iksubisafkovar. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav. Noshim ha'orgos b'parochas. Notlos chorim b'trumas alishva. Va'ani omer mikotche b'erek abayis. Hovu b'parochas tachas binyan asuyos. Then they say Nashim Argos Parochas and as long as the Shema Salishma. Hasam Bidivavim. Okay. So what's the, so apparently that's Machlokas, an amazing Machlokas. How we should at least define that. Correct?
Which bias are they arguing about? Which bias are they arguing about? The first bias or the second bias?
Take a look. Tzivus he gave to
it would seem it doesn't matter.
Why does it matter?
Why do you need to see it?
And the second bias wasn't really Kachas the Amos.
Well, it seems that they're talking about the real parochas, even in the Mishkan.
The parochas. Even the Mishkan would be arguing about that?
It seems so.
How can you have an argument over there? Isn't it definitely part of the Damian intrinsic in the Mishkan, you know, in the second bias and also?
But it definitely means a functional parochas.
Well, what, in the first
so bias region was that was in bias region on the functional parochas. You got it?
Yeah.
Yenashim ma'orgos b'parochas. He says, "Va'ani Omer and Mikachu Beragabayas, Holu Parochas Tafas Binyanas." So the Gemara Sakasha, what about Nashim Argos for Parochas, Ubeis Garmo, Amaisa Lachem Apanim Ubeis whatever. Nothing Scharim Achimas Alishka Hashem B'Devavi. So by Devavi, they take from Shumas Alishka. But by the Parochas, which is Mavdil Banner Kurdish, Ben Kurdish, Gadoshman, that's Machoikas. But by Devavi, they definitely take it from the Shumas Alishka. But by the Parochas, a Mavdelas, so there it's a Machoikas, whether it's from Shumas Alishka or whether it's from Berak Abayas. So I wanted to define this Machoikas. Let me see, what does Rashi say? Here it is. Here In Rashi says it's in Vayesheni, it seems. The Osim Shtei Parochos Ubeinehem Amo. Can you remember Sechet Yuma? The Osim Parochos Nasim Mikoche Berekabayas.
So they were in the Makom of Yama.
Trauma Chaksi.
So that's that Ikula Kozol Ikula Parochos.
Equal binyan.
Right, or
it's the
parochas.
Yeah, right. But there, they had two parochas.
Yeah, instead of the binyan, they had the.
There's no binyan.
Right. Right, so the hard sheet is the Chumas Lishka sheet, you know?
Right.
Because otherwise, it's part of the binyan of Mekdash, you need a mabdash in Koshkosh Adashan.
Right. So I wanted to say, the question is, what's the definition of binyan? Is the definition of binyan really in terms of an actual binyan, like on Shabbos? So it really has a din binyan, like you take one brick and you attach it to another brick? Or you have a wooden structure that's a binyan? If that's the case, so this is not a binyan. So therefore, you would take it from where? From Chumash Elishma. But over here, the Gemara is saying that it's a halacha and binyan in terms of Kedushas Migdash. In terms of Kedushas Migdash, it's a real binyan, because it's a mavdil and it makes two rooms out of one. So do you view it in terms of Kedushas Migdash? In which case it has a din of a binyan and it would come from Berek Abayis? Or do you say that binyan is like binyan on Shabbos?
A structure.
So then a parochas would come from the Chumash Lishma. That's the question. The question is, it's a nice theoretical question, what's the definition of binyan? Is it in the framework of Kedushas Middash or binyan Middash?
Or the
Caleb
according
to that. No, we're doing the Gemara. Gemara left on Memzain on best. So he, in the beginning, left it out because if we were put it in, the implication would be. That's entirely the clue, so he left it out. But then he had to put it in that it does also need clue, so he brought it into the Sefer.
Right, needs both.
So it is both, right. Okay, go ahead.
Should we rush him?
Yeah.
This is the name of the Gali Stam.
Stam Kachi Kachi.
Stam Kachi Kachi. And Kibo Dama, 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 וכיוון דו עושה גילי נעמי ולא קבוע סקלי בדיעה וכמה שני קוראים מקפנס דל איך הם ביד איך בקלי הדה תניה והדה כהדיה ולא קבוע
לא קבוע so he specialized it. He put it into a special case because you can't throw it in generally, because then the implication would be that there's no biyad, because he's saying it's all bekli. But when he comes later to the sefer where he says, Asher Nazir, he's speaking specifically, so he had to put that in, because he had to, otherwise you would not know that it needs a clue.
Right. Is it maybe a little backwards what the Rabbi Nazir did? Just because you would think that all Kachi Kachi need a clue, and like Asher Nazir is no exception, it still needs a clue. What's unique about it is that it also requires Yah. So when he was speaking about the general requirements of Kachi Kachi, he should have said, Tam Tun Kli Sharis Pitzafon. And when he speaks of the particular, he should have said, oh, and it also needs a yacht, as opposed to, like, he pretends like there's no clout, and the particular he mentions the clay. It's like backwards.
Right. Funny way they expect you to figure out that it needs a yacht.
It should be the opposite. You should teach me the reason it needs clay is because the general principle, right? Everything needs clay. So teach me a general principle. And then the specific teach me needs a yacht.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what are you saying? In the beginning, let's take a second. In the beginning, you can't have
it. Why can't you have in the beginning say that all of them you tell a cliche to the quick? And then, my Hashem
Azim says. That would be Mashmi, you're excluding Yad.
No, then my Hashem Azim will tell you that.
Yeah, Hashem Azim will tell me the particular. This also means Yad.
That what?
You tell me the particular by Hashem Azim that also means Yad.
Yeah, but you'd make a mistake right away.
Not really, because the general principle is everything needs a kli. That's also true. That's why it also requires a kli. Because the general
point is that
no, because he said when the Tana the Mishnah says it needs a kli, it means there's no shin kabbalah without kli.
Isn't that why you also need a kli by Hashem Nazir? By Hashem Nazir also you need a kli. Why do you need a kli?
Yeah, but once you in other words, in the beginning he's establishing what's the shin kabbalah. So the kibul domum the kli shoreis is telling you the shame kabbalah. So the shame kabbalah is the kli. So that would exclude biyad by definition, because he's telling you that you can't do it. You can't have a shame kibul domum unless you have a kli. So that would mean that asher mitzori there's no kabbalah. There's no such thing as kabbalah biyad. So that's why he doesn't. That's why he doesn't make a stum statement. Okay? But then later he wants to tell you that there also is a different kind of Kabbalah. A Kabbalah biyad. It's true that the shame Kabbalah requires kli, but there's something different over here, a different shame Kabbalah by Hashem Tzara, that biyad is good.
How do you know that?
I guess that's the one from Pasuk. That's Pasuk.
Oh. But the Mishnah there, he just says about the same Lashon, which he wants to hear. He was on the Klishas Pesach.
Say again?
But there, by Yashamadri, he does say, he will dumb on the Klishas Pesach. He doesn't say anything about Yad in Mishnah.
It says.
It's on the Nadalan that he will dumb on the Klishas Pesach.
Right.
And how am I supposed to know in Yad because the Mishnah in the beginning didn't
I guess because right, because the Mishnah in the beginning is saying that Biyad is not a Kabbalah.
Well, it didn't say.
What?
It did. It left it out in the beginning, right?
Left it out in the beginning. So therefore by Asher Metzorah, so I would say that since it has Kabbalah Biyad, that it doesn't need Kabbalah. Because the shame Kabbalah is Bikli. So Kabbalah Biyad doesn't have a shame Kabbalah. So you think that Asher Mitzvah doesn't require Kabbalah Bikli. Kamash Malon, that there's two dinim in Kabbalah, two types of Kabbalah. There's Kabbalah Saddam Biyad, and there's Kabbalah Saddam Bikli. And they both have a shame Kabbalah. But you can't say that in the beginning, because if you would say in the beginning, Stam, the kibul and not refer to the particular Kabbalos, the assumption would be that Kabbalah required, the Shem Kabbalah requires kli. So there's no Kabbalah, so there's no Shem Kabbalah by Hashem Atzor. So that's why he doesn't want to say that. So therefore he leaves it open. But then he has to tell you that Asher Metzorah, where you would think there's no Din Kabbalah because it's Biyad, Kamash Malon, no, that there is a Kabbalah Biyad, but it's, which doesn't require Kli, but there's another Kabbalah, it still isn't, it's not that the Asher Metzorah, the Kabbalah Biyad means it's exempt from Kabbalah. It's simply a different system.
Right.
But it does need Kabbalah B'Kli.
And why?
Well, why?
That's the question. Couldn't you just leave out the word Kli Shoreis?
What's that?
Couldn't you just leave out the word Kli Shoreis?
Nobody wanted to let you hear that generally. And the following Karbonos is no din Kabbalah left.
Say that again.
He wanted to tell you that generally, in the Karbonos of the Mishnah, is that Kabbalah really requires Kli. And as a matter of fact, where the Kli is where the Kabbalah is. That's why you can't roll the dam down and have it pick it up in the Kli Sharis that's not Patsofa. Okay, that's a shot. Let's go from there. Okay, go further.
Tanya, the lock of Yachal Bakri, Tamil Mubinasan, Manas in the Batman Shakoin, Akhukifa Batman Shakoin. So the Kabbalah, which is the Kifa, I guess, of the Dam, must be the Atma Shakoin is Yah. Yachal Atma Zbeach came.
That the Yah will be good for the Zbeach.
For the Zbeach, presumably?
Right. Because Asher Mitzori, you might say, is different. And therefore, it has a Shem Kabbalah B'yad.
Which is strange because Chatas is the one thing that doesn't need a Kli for Tzrika. Right, but okay. So Rashi's the Laka, the Asha Mitzorksiv, Laka Hakami Midam Asha Venasan Akhna. Man is seen of Atasha Kohen, the Etzba, the Siv, Etzba, Gave, Shem, and the El Damine. So also the Lakikha, the Kabbal, the Atasha Kohen, the Yachalach Mizbeach, Dam Asha Mitzurah, and Mizrak Mizbeach, and Rabino Ne Kaman, the Din Matan Damim, the Grum Mizbeach, the Achagach, the Lab, the Gufik Siv. So of course it means Zrika and the Grum also. So how do you know that the Zrika must be done with the Kli, not the Atasha Kohen? Kichat is Asha Mu, Bashan Tzurksiv, Kidin Chatas, Din Asham Zeb, Avodas Akoi. Machatas to Kli, the Kabbalah's Dhamma, the Afina Makiha Kifa, the Joskohan, Siv Chatas, what the Kurmi Dam Machatas, Siv Allah, Ola Sinariga, Moshe Chatsidam, Yasin Baganos, Af Asham Zeb, Tom Kli, Afapish, and Marmu Bo, Kabbalah Biyad.
So even though it has a Din Kabbalah Biyad, so it's not the halacha that it's exempt from Kabbalah, because if it were exempt from Kabbalah, so then you would never need Kli. So actually, so what's the upshot of the Gemara? Go ahead, finish it off.
Okay. Nimtes ato mer asha mitzora shnekwan mekabnas dama echad biyad echad bekli zeshikibul bekli baloitzim zbeach zeshikibul biyad baloitzim zora. Now, so the real reason you need the Kabbalah B'Kli is so the Zrika is from this guy.
So what is he saying? That what?
The Kabbalah for the Kli is for the Zrika and the Mizbeach. And the Kabbalah for the Yad is for the Zorah.
For the Zorah. But he's telling you, halacha, that the Kabbalah B'Yad has a Din Kabbalah.
Right, but it seems like the reason why you need the Kabbalah the Kli is because the Din Zrika.
Hold on, one second. But that's what Rashi says, Afa Shemitzorah Tom Kli, Afa Pisha Marnabo Kabbalah B'Yad. Because he could have said that when he's been Kabbalah B'Yad, it doesn't have a Din Kabbalah. But we're saying no, that by Asha Mitzorah, the Yad becomes a vehicle of Kabbalah for this Asha Mitzorah. So now that we know this, so you might think that you don't need Kli altogether. Because Asha Mitzorah inherently is different, and even B'Yad has a din of Kabbalah. So Kamash Malon, no. That there's two Kabbalahs. They both have a din of Kabbalah, but one is for the Mitzorah and one is for the Mizbeach. So that's why two Kohanim are Mekabel Adam simultaneously. Well, let me ask you a question. Why do you have to say that it has a din Kabbalah B'yad? Maybe Kabbalah B'yad doesn't have a din Kabbalah.
Right. The Kli sufficient.
Maybe Kabbalah is only when you Zvigana Alam Mizbeach. And for the Mitzorah, it doesn't have a Chalashim Kabbalah.
Mm-hmm. doesn't the pasuk say the lock off?
Yeah.
What's your question?
My question is that the Gemara says you need only meat for Metzora because we know there's a Shem Kabbalah beyond. So you might think that Metzora is different. That Yad is the vehicle of Kabbalah. So therefore, Mekabel Adam B'Yad, now B'Zorak on the Mizbeach. Kamash Malon, that even though it has a din Kabbalah B'Yad, that's only vis-a-vis the Metzora. But vis-a-vis Mizbeach, it requires Kabbalah B'Kli, just like Chavis. So that means that you cannot say that the Kabbalah Saddam B'Yad doesn't have a din Kabbalah. Because I might say that's a separate halacha of Vizu Mitzor. But we say no, it has a din Kabbalah. Just like Kli.
What's forcing you to say that?
So why do you have to say that?
Yeah, what's forcing you?
What's that?
You're saying what's forcing you to say there's a Shem Kabbalah?
Say, yeah, right. Yeah. What's forcing you to say there's a Shem Kabbalah beyond?
Maybe you're going to tell them to carve a
knee. Maybe you don't need Kabbalah. Right. But I'm sorry, you don't need Kabbalah. What?
Still, so therefore, maybe I'm not. Right. You know, that, then that's why I have to tell you that you need a Kabbalah quickly.
Why?
Because maybe you'd say you don't need Kabbalah here.
Yeah, but I'm saying the Gemara is saying not just the Yom Kabbalah. Gemara is saying that that Kabbalah B'Kli you don't need. That Kabbalah B'Yad is sufficient. So therefore, maybe Kabbalah B'Yad would be good with regard to the Zrika. In other words, for the Zrika, we know that you need that you need Kabbalah. So therefore, to have a hava meaning that Kabbalah B'Yad would be good for the Zriki, you have to say that it has it in Kabbalah. But I'm just wondering where do we get that idea from, and what's the significance of that idea of Kabbalah vis-a-vis the Metzora himself? I understand you need Kabbalah vis-a-vis the Mizbeach, because that's halacha. You need Kabbalah, and then from Kabbalah you go to Zriki. Why do you need Kabbalah for the process? What's the difference really between the let's get down to more basics. What's the difference between the Metzora and between the Mizbeach?
The Torah says by the Torah Skidasa. Is that seems to say that it's a type of Matan Damin also, just like by the Mizbeach.
Right. But hold on. But the thing is, the difference is very simple.
The Shem?
What
is the Shem?
One is an Avodah, which is a regular Zvika, it's a Machaper.
Right.
And the other one is a Metaya.
Right.
Because there's Taharas Mitzvah. By a Chatas, there's no Taharas Chatas. Chatas is simply Boal Avera. But by Mitzvah, there's two processes. There's a process of Taharas Mitzvah, and then there's a process of Kaparas Mitzvah. So Kaparas Mitzvah is based on what? On this Rikal Amizverach. It's a Voda. But Taharas Mitzvah is really the Matan Domim on the Tnuch. Whatever the Matan Domim for himself. Okay? So now, so the question is that why do you have to say by Tahira that it has a Din Kabbalah just like the Mizbeach? Why don't I say it's a different kind of process?
Well, just because I know that the Tahira is the Yad, why would that mean I would think that all of a sudden Avodah could be the Yad?
Right.
Thanks.
It's a different thing. Right. Tahira, I would say, on the surface, without any riots, but if you ask me what makes more sense, I would say that the Matan Domim of the Mitzvah doesn't require Kabbalah. It's a different process. Takes the Dam, and he puts it on the Behonos of his ears and on his hands and his feet. The whole process of matan dhamma from the Torah, I would not include Kabbalah Saddam. Where do you see your din Kabbalah? What? That's right. Yochalaf and Mizbeach came.
Why would I think
implies,
that?
Implies, that's right. So apparently the Gemara had a definite proof that the Kohen taking the blood in his hands has a din Kabbalah. You see, the thing is that what you need is dam korban. So Kabbalah means that I'm receiving the dam. So therefore, in this receptacle, it's dam korban. Otherwise, the korban is history. You see, Kabbalah really is what continues, gives the dam carbon continuity, because I'm a kabbal the dam. If I just took the dam, so it's my dam now. It's not dam carbon. You follow? So the whole idea of Kabbalah really means that there's this dam shel korban, and now I'm being mekabelet. So the shein dam korban is retained through the process of Kabbalah. Without the process of Kabbalah, the dam korban is history, like I said. It was dam korban, now it's my dam. In my hand. So the same thing is true with regard to the dam hametaher. That the dam hametaher has to be dam korban. So if there's no din kabbalah, it's not dam korban anymore, because kabbalah retains the continuity of the dam korban. Because now I'm receiving it, and now I'm being zorik it. Otherwise, like I said, the Shritas of Carbon is very nice. It happened in the past, but it's not, there's no existence to it now. So that's why the Gemara says you must say. You see, that's V'lokach. V'lokach midam ha'ashem. So it must be that the dam is dam ha'ashem and you're doing something to it by receiving it. So that's why you must say that Biyad has a din Kabbalah. Because if it didn't, I'm just taking the Dhamma and smearing it. But it's not the Dhamma carbon.
Is that because there's a Maisa going on? It has a Tsuris Maisa of carbon?
Yeah, it has to be directly from the Tzavah. There are certain halachas there with regard to Kabbalah. That's right. Damei apari kabbalah. Very good. So so you see that's the halacha, that the institution of Kabbalah is the institution of the retention of the shein dam apar, or whatever it might be.
First dam
ashram. Sorry. Okay. Yes. With regard to the sinas dam on the mitzvah, which is in the tire. So the Mekayah, the Kabbalah Biyad is Shmei Kabbalah. Because it's a different institution. It's an institution of a Matayah. And requires the Gavra, the Matayah requires the Gavra of the Kayah. So that's why Biyado, because the Kohen is really the vehicle of the Matayah vis-a-vis the Mitzvah. But vis-a-vis Mizbeach, that's a different story.
Yeah,
so that's not that. That's avoda.
Right.
Avoda requires klisharis,
right.
And if it doesn't have klisharis, it lacks in Kabbalah.
Pretty strong argument.
What?
It's a pretty strong argument.
What's wrong with that? Vis-a-vis Mizbeach, which is an avoda, you require clay shoreis because that's the way the whole institution works. Clay shoreis and Kabbalah and Mizbeach. But visiting the tomb of Tahara, that's a different different category.
Is that called a voda?
It's a different category. It's a different kind. It's not. It's, it has to be done with Migdash, but it's not really a voda and the carbon. It's an attire of it insofar as the mitzvah is concerned. So it's a different category. So visiting the tahir beyond is has a shame kabbalah. It seems to me very In other words, avodas mizbeach is a whole din of shiores. So it requires kalim, shiores, it requires... It's a different system, that's what I'm telling you. But insofar as medin mitahir the gavra, that the gavra, the kohen, is the essence. So he's mekabalit, he has in mind when he puts his hand out, that he's being mekabalit down for tahara. It's a different system.
Okay. Could you go a step further? That's not